Potters, welcome to episode 38. We are live at Project Akon. Yay!
Well, semi-live.
We're recording it live, and it will be recorded when everybody gets to listen to it. This is our giant Project Akon episode.
Yay!
Where it's everything we live, breathe, eat, drink, sleep,
and die.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm so tired.
We're not dead yet, but we are working on it.
Walking around this weekend, and now that we found out earlier today that it's almost a mile to go from one end of the hotel to the other, not including the mile track outside. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
a mile.
It is a mile.
I've done a lot of miles this weekend.
No wonder I'm tired.
I know. Well, no wonder we're all freaking tired.
It's like, I know. Oh, really? It's like every time I sit, it's like. I don't need it.
And then I'm wearing these wonderful boots today, which I don't know if I can lift up enough. Yeah.
And you made fun of me about the stilettos.
At least, but yours were stilettos where they're like really thin and pointy. These got a chunky heel on them, so I got some stability for now.
Yep, so we've done plenty of walking. The hotel is massive, but it is gorgeous.
And we have more people coming in as it comes up.
The Anatole has a lot of places for photo shoots. I actually glanced outside right before the podcast. There were just handfuls of cosplayers everywhere doing photo shoots.
I'm sure outside of them. Because I was out there earlier with Matt's component group, so.
Well, unless you were out there at 10:15, no.
Oh, darn. No, we just went upstairs at that point.
Yeah, but there, everybody was taking advantage of all the locations that are outside in the sculpture garden, which we made a map for, which was very helpful.
I'm so glad I made that map, because
it was helpful. It was helpful.
Okay, good. I was afraid that when we got out there, I was like, oh, there's the Kingdom Hearts group, we're going to have to start kicking them out. No! But everyone was being really cool about it, so thank goodness. That came in handy.
That's good. We didn't have to send Cat.
Yeah, exactly. We're about ready to threaten people. It's all nice and laid out, so I'm glad that we made the trek up here first to kind of get everything situated.
And if we stay here next year, the map will still be good for next year, too.
Yeah, hopefully so.
Yes. The only time I wanted to actually, like, threaten people was during Elevator Con.
What?
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know if we have this in the shot here, but Amber carries this huge-ass hand truck with her wherever she goes, and she teaches a lot of panels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she takes up a lot of space.
Yeah.
And runs into people, or people run into it.
Well, no, it wasn't even that. It was that basically in the morning and in the very late evening, you wouldn't have anybody running the elevators. You'd just get on, get off whenever you found one. And if there was a line, there wasn't actually a line because people would cut in front of you. If you were standing here and the elevator over there opened and someone was standing there, they'd get in before you, even though you've been waiting for longer. And when I'm sitting here going, yeah, I have a panel in a half an hour and I have to get downstairs with all this equipment, they wouldn't necessarily let me go. They would just get in front of me.
Yeah.
It's like,
because we're smaller, we have less stuff than you.
Right. I have to have a certain amount of room in the elevator so that I don't run people over with my panel equipment, which is rather heavy. Especially since I think the Cosplay reporting box is up to 30 pounds now.
Yeah, now we've got our nice fancy-ass camera back there.
Yeah, I have nice biceps now. And I'm going to hurt so bad tomorrow.
It's the convention workout.
Yeah.
It is, and I have
between
never
this and the humidity and all the sweating we've been doing,
I have never been more glad to have a desk job in my life. Because Monday I just get to sit
down and
I will not get up from my chair, and I will ask my coworkers to help me with the printer jobs that I have to print on, so that I can just continue to sit in my chair
and not have to think about it the rest of the day.
Plus, I'm a motorcyclist too, so I get to sit on my motorcycle, but my feet still have to do stuff. So. I may just drive my car tomorrow to work.
I won't go for the car.
Yes.
Easy on yourself.
So speaking of panels and teaching, what have you been doing, Ocon? I've been teaching. What have you been doing?
I've been walking my butt off. That's what I've been doing. Man, between yesterday and the day before that, other than helping you out with your wonderful armoring panel, which was awesome. Standing room only. Yay!
Yeah,
that was
awesome. Good.
It was helpful.
So thank you to everybody who attended that panel. That was awesome. Pharaoh and Clover and I were just like stunned that we had standing room only for a panel. That's the first time I've ever had standing room only in one of my panels.
panels.
She gets freaked out. Like, you've been teaching ACOM panels for how many years now?
This is my fourth year teaching panels?
She fills rooms almost every single time. Yeah. And she still gets stunned by it. I know.
So why do people come to hear me rap? Why do people even watch Godspot hear me
rap? This is where reality checks smack you in the head. It's okay to have a little bit of an ego, because it means you do your job well.
Well, a little bit.
See? A little bit of an ego is okay.
No, see, I have a massive ego and I'm trying to keep it in check, so I try and at least stay humble and have low expectations, because that way then I don't have the inflated ego that
feels so delusional.
I never said I was.
So other than helping out with her panels, we've been walking around doing other panels, do a lot of photo shoots, trying to get more cosplayers and more photo gatherings, trying to boost up our wonderful photo gallery.
Trying to get one from one place
to another. Yeah, mostly it's just walking and realizing that it's been a mile, so we've probably walked at least 15 miles this weekend. Easily. And then sweating her balls off.
Well, you're going just like a man.
I've also learned that I suck at holding a sword.
I'm acknowledging your terrible pun.
As he can vouch for, I suck.
She was holding it backwards.
What?
I'm used to holding lightsabers. You can attest to this. Mystic, it's totally different.
She was trying to cut someone in half with the blunt end.
With the blunt end.
What kind of sword was she using?
Katana.
Oh, dear God.
First, when you said backwards, I thought you were like, she grabbed it by the blade?
She knows which end is the pointy end.
I know which one's the pointy side, I promise. I'm just so used to lightsabers, so for me it's like completely different.
You don't touch lightsabers though either, you're touching the blade.
I was different though. I knew I could touch the blade.
But not the sharp end.
No, not the sharp end.
Well, at least there was that.
Wow.
So I make an awesome dude apparently.
Yeah.
I know about weapons.
We'll have lots of pics of this up on the Cosmod website.
Oh, yes, we will.
At least as soon as Amber gets sleep and
food
and resting my muscles and retrieving my brain from the hotel bed that I left it in this morning.
No one wanted to wake up. I didn't want to wake up this morning.
My goal is to have the website stuff coded by Wednesday. And then
realistically Friday.
Well, no, I'll code them. I didn't say uploaded. I just said I'll have it coded by Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
The uploads will come later because I think thus far I have almost 50 gigabytes of video from the con. And 50 gig is a lot to upload to one server, even with unlimited bandwidth. It still takes a while.
And I'd say between that and then all the stuff I have on my camera, plus I still have all the Fanime stuff that I haven't gone through yet.
Yeah. So don't be surprised if it's next weekend before we get everything up on our YouTube channel. Plus, we have to edit it, too.
I'm exhausted thinking about it.
Don't hold down.
I'm trying not to. I feel tired just thinking about it. Because editing takes a long time, because I also edit all of our videos, too, for all our episodes, so.
Yep, she edits on my upload.
Yeah, there we go. It takes some time.
We're a team.
Yay!
Big fusion.
Yay!
Okay.
That was a terrible
idea. I know. What is this? What do we become when we do this?
That's
well, at least one or two powers?
Heart thing.
Oh, we can do a heart thing.
There we go. Aww. That's a better thing.
But we're off center from the camera, so it doesn't really work.
I don't know where
center. Fix the post!
I don't know where center is in the camera anyway.
Where I'm standing.
Anyways,
right now.
So you got to do all the fun stuff. I've been shooting panels almost the whole time.
Yeah.
When I was not in the cosplay contest, which I see fellow cosplayer from cosplay contest. Hello, fellow cosplayer.
And then the other one over there.
He's not on camera, but I promise you he is sitting there.
He's got some nice armor, too.
Yeah. In fact, I think that was what won the award, was all the plates are handmade.
Yep.
Which must have taken forever.
About 4 months.
Oh, four months. What's the material?
It's European plastic.
Oh, okay.
Scales full cast.
Okay, so at least that way you can walk around and you don't feel like you're wearing 100 pounds.
Yeah, it's only about 8 pounds.
Nice.
Okay.
Smart.
It's really smart.
Mm-hmm. Much better than actual scale mail, which weighs, I think, 15 to 20 pounds, depending on what you make it out of.
Yeah.
And this stuff actually breathes, kind of.
Breathing is good.
Yeah.
It's very helpful as a cosplayer.
Not sweating as much.
Do you have a cooling vest on underneath?
Sorry, what?
Do you have a cooling vest on underneath?
No, I wish I didn't brought one.
Fair enough. That was the only thing I forgot to do in my armor panel yesterday.
Oh,
and I
yes.
felt talk about so bad afterwards talking about cooling techniques.
Yeah, those are kind of important.
Yeah, I'll do that in a future episode for a tutorial. I'll talk
Please
about
do.
How to,
We're probably
how to cool yourself in your armor.
Well, yeah, do that. I also found out that I have to learn how to, I had to show everyone how to make pants, apparently.
The, next year.
I know, random.
Next year when I teach, I'm going to have to ask for an hour and a half.
Yes, you
instead
will.
Instead of an hour.
I was surprised at how fast that hour went by.
Well, it was just, I think we underestimated the sheer amount of information that you can go through really quickly. Because I did the same thing for my patterns panel. I underestimated the sheer amount of information. Mm-hmm. I actually went and talked with one of the photographers from, DFW Costumer Skill right before I taught that panel. And he was like, do you have 5 hours to teach that panel? You're going to teach draping? You're going to teach slopers? There's a lot of information. Oh yeah, I'm just doing the basics. 1 hour flies by. It's like, man, I feel like I didn't cover anything.
Not with that, no. Not with patterning.
No, but I have no idea what I'm going to teach next year. Assuming they even bother to ask me to teach next year, which I'm not going to assume, because we know what assuming does.
Horseshoes and hand grenades? I like hand grenades.
Woo! Woo! We support this.
No, it'll obviously be something cosplay related. Then again, I shouldn't even really be thinking about next AECON.
Yeah, we should.
Until we're done with this AECON.
We always think about next year.
Unless it's cosplays. You can plan cosplays a year in advance because that's what
If we're coming back here again, then heck yeah, bigger and bolder.
It's so pretty out there.
I don't know how much bigger and bolder I can get than what I had.
Yeah, I gotta show my Queen Amidala dress then, so. I'll be taking up the entire walkway with me and my minions.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
All right. We know you guys have interesting stories to tell about the con because we haven't been able to be around
as much as we'd like to.
So we would like to ask those of you who have stories about the con, good or bad, then we would like you to be willing to tell.
Yeah, we want to hear your feedback.
Yeah, we want to hear your feedback on how the con's been going, basically.
So do we want to actually bring them up here so they can show themselves off too?
Up to you. If you want to come up here and be on camera, you can, or if you want to speak from where you're sitting, you can.
Because the sound will catch, so it's okay.
Yeah, we'll still hear you. It's just whether or not you want to be seen on camera.
So the camera totally picked up on me eating that celery right
now? Yeah. That's very possible, actually.
The shotgun mic is very sensitive, but I don't know just how sensitive.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
That would be a good test. We'll find out in post. We'll find out if we can actually hear that in post.
What is this weird crunching noise that we're
hearing? What was Amber doing behind the camera?
Just the sound levels on that.
Oh, I gave us game.
Oh yeah, that's true. We had to boost it up.
You can hear a pin drop in this.
So now you have a satisfied crunch.
Really, she said satisfied.
I realized halfway through, I'm like, I probably shouldn't be listening here.
Yeah, you were making me jealous.
Oh, yeah, we're all hungry now.
What do you want? I've got like. Really? Are you gonna hear it?
This is how cosplayers roll. We give each other stuff.
Good.
I noticed that,
if you don't mind,
the pre-reg lines looked like they took forever. Did anybody go through pre-reg?
Oh my
god.
3 hours? Yeah, it was about 3 hours.
No, ours was only 2 hours.
Was it really two?
Two.
I lost count.
I got through in 2 hours and 15 minutes, which is like 15 less than last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Progress,
it was, I guess. Yeah, I was so proud. It wasn't terrible. I think it's just where the lines were sitting. It was so bottlenecking that corridor. It was just like, oh my goodness gracious, can't do anything, can't move.
I actually reached the user's room on Saturday.
Oh yeah, we didn't either. It was,
they had the line, from what I understand, split in half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that you had half the line, for those who don't know the Anatole, there's a big long corridor going down toward the Trinity Ballrooms, where they have Dealer's Den set up this year. So they had the line snaking all the way down that hallway. And then you had a giant opening so that people could walk by. And then you started in the hallway that heads down toward DeSoto and the cosplay rooms, and it went all the way down toward the Coronado Ballroom.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw the end of that line.
We were the end of that line.
I saw the end of the pre-reg line on Thursday. To find out that I was 2 minutes late, they closed the line.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, they shut it down.
Yeah, they shut it down at 8, and I talked to some people on Friday morning that had spent an hour and a half in line were almost to the Trinity Ballroom when they closed down registration.
Oh my God.
See, that's
killer.
They turned him away?
They turned them away.
See, at that point, if you've been in the line that long, they should have just go ahead and finished it up. I mean, you're already late anyways. You may as well just finish it. That's cruel.
And then they spent another 2 hours on Friday morning.
Oh, wow. Can we get our press badges, like, super early next year just to make sure that we can get Guinness press? We don't have to do that again.
Because I didn't have one. They stuck my badge in. My badge.
Oh, right. You got the special badge.
Yay.
She's got the
I
would have
had three badges this year because I did the interactive map for ACON this year. I did their map. So I earned a membership for that, which, thank you. And I got a panelist badge because I taught, and then I got a press badge. So my book of badges is getting fairly thick now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get bigger jump rings for
it's
next
like a
year.
Fan.
It is like a fan, but it's not a very good one.
It's a crap fan.
Although as warm as it's been in the hotel, I could use a fan that I could just carry around. I've seen people with little battery powered things go,
yeah.
Yep.
I've had my hand.
And yet the AC stayed on all weekend.
You can feel it on. It's on.
Yeah. I mean, this is
happy dance for that. Oh
yes.
My God, it's incredible. No more walking through the stinky, stinky walkway between the Marriott and the Sheraton. Oh, hated that hallway. Oh,
yeah.
Horrible.
You could feel it when they did the cosplay contest and they had all the cosplayers standing out in front of Chantilly, which is the ballroom that it took place in. We were all standing there like sheep. We were all sitting there like really nice and close and friendly to each other. And
like well-dressed sheep.
They were in fact pretty sheep. But because they had everybody standing together, both skits and wapons, you had all the props crammed in with all the cosplayers who had giant wings and staffs and weapons. And it was very, if you were claustrophobic, it was not a good situation. But at the same time, you couldn't move anywhere. So if you wanted to go, say, get water, you had to kind of wade your way and go, you know, excuse me, sorry, excuse me.
I'm
so that you could go get water.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I hit a poor girl, I think it was the Saber cosplayer, in the ear with one of my wing frames, and I felt so bad, but I couldn't see her, because there were so many people, and she was kneeling down, and I could not see her, and my wings were down.
Yeah,
that sucks.
And I, you know, I tried apologizing to her, but, you know, we couldn't move, we were like sardines. And then you walked into Chantilly, and the air conditioning was just like...
Yeah, you were happy. I was freezing to death.
Well, because it was very warm where I was standing, because there were so many bodies just crushed together.
Yeah, I know. It's just
but
still.
Everybody
yeah.
used deodorant. That was a fantastic
Yay!
Thing. I did not smell con funk one time this con.
Well, there was one instance in the hallways, but that was it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always the one instance.
Well, I can say. I kind of expected in the elevators, but in and around the con, it's like, wow, people actually used soap. People showered.
I wonder if it's the extra space of walking room that we're not so squashed in as much as possible.
Yeah, in fact, I saw a cosplayer carrying a stick of deodorant around and using it. Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah.
It was great. It was like, oh, I don't have to have a horrible stench.
Wait, are we sure this isn't a sign of con-pocalypse?
Oh, no, hopefully not.
Well, see, this is because this year's theme is new beginnings, so maybe it's a new beginning.
Everybody should be.
Yes, I made a reference. That would be $1 in con.
Oh, goodness. Or early press badges.
Well, they actually opened for them, incidentally. Just saying, they open at 1 o'clock on Thursday.
I was at work.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? I was at work.
Sorry. Yes. You said open earlier. How much earlier?
No, no, no. Like, so we can get our press badges, like our actual like sign up sheets and everything.
Oh,
super early. So we know we're pressed next year.
Yeah,
whatever. Invoke your rights. You've been here for so long and they love you.
I'm not sure that's a good sign. Anyways, Friday, I guess we could go day by day, because I know Thursday was pretty much LineCon.
It is not LineCon. Fanime was LineCon.
It's Akon's version of LineCon.
Okay, fine. I'll go with that.
That was the only thing people did all day Thursday, was they either ate, socialized, or waited in line. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So Friday, I know I was pretty much filming like from noon until 7 or something like that.
Yeah.
Cosplay chess was awesome.
Yes!
Cosplay chess was really cool.
I finally got to sit in on a cosplay chess. I've never been able to.
Yes.
There wasn't enough death.
Yeah, that's true. There wasn't enough death. We were screaming for more death.
The halftime show was interesting.
Try to leave before that happened. What did they
do? It ended up being between Super Mario and Starfire.
Yeah.
And you had four options. It was kind of like a little mini party game that you might play on a Nintendo. Mm-hmm. You could have a pose-off.
It was like Mario Party.
Pretty much. You could have a dance-off. You could have a pose-off.
Your Mama Jokes.
You could
jokes.
Have a Yo Mama Jokes. Or what was the other one?
What was the fourth one? Attracting the Other Sex.
Oh, attracting the Other Sex and Full Taunt.
Yeah.
So you had five. And they had to agree. Mario and Starfire had to agree on what they were doing. So I think the first one they did was the dance-off.
No, the first one that they did was attracting the
opposite of the same sex. It was charming the other or the same sex, which Mario chose to charm Peach.
Okay, yeah.
It was
a very pregnant Peach.
Yeah.
With Luigi standing very protectively over her.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
That was great.
Yes. And who did Starfire?
She found a Harley in the audience.
That was her.
Who then literally bonked her on the head with a mallet.
Yeah.
Well, he also said bonk one time for yes, bonk twice for no, so once. It was okay.
That was after Harley settled down.
Yeah, exactly. And then they had a dance-off.
And they had a dance-off, which Starfire won.
Yeah.
By virtue of non-existent clothing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it helps being sexy.
It helped!
The belly dancing probably helped.
Yeah.
And then they went to Yo Mama Jokes.
And then they had the Yo Mama Jokes. Which didn't actually have to be Yo Mama Jokes, incidentally. They just had to kind of be general sort of...
Insults.
Yeah.
Insulting the character.
Yeah. It was that sort of thing. Which, I've never actually been through an entire cosplay chess.
Well,
so I didn't know
that doesn't usually happen.
Yeah, that's
that
amazing.
Was what I was going to ask, is do they normally do halftime shows
not
during
usually.
Cosplay chess?
Is they usually, when I watch them online, there are usually like two of them back to back, so that way they get the full 2 hours in, 1 hour for each game.
Yeah,
okay.
And there's usually a lot more death.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, they usually move... They try to move all the pieces around instead of just focusing on the game.
Exactly.
They actually try to give the cosplayers time to beat the crap out of each other.
Okay.
Because that's the fun part.
That's the fun part. And the black side was horribly abusing their queen.
Oh,
which
absolutely.
Just happened to be Starfire.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's all well and good, you know, playing the game good and everything, but it's just more death. I mean, it's not that hard of a concept.
See, don't they usually have, like, a time limit on how long a person has before they can make a move?
Normally.
Yes.
It seems like they're taking a couple
chess,
minutes.
Yes. They have, like, a minute to make a move, and if you don't, then you forfeit your turn.
I think.
I'm not 100% sure.
If they choose to do a time limit, like, sometimes you only get, like, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Right. And I know my brother-in-law was ranting about the fact that someone tried to castle a king, which apparently is not supposed to happen at all. And it was a mess. He's been ranting since Friday, so
Although we did notice that they had an enforced time limit when the Mac started losing batteries.
Yeah.
Right at the end of the panel. The battery on the webcam is, and it had a little message flash up going, in a couple of minutes, your computer is going to go to sleep to conserve battery power. And it's like, okay, you have 2 minutes to finish this match because otherwise it's going to die. And they
the
did.
Computer died before everybody else
they
did.
Well, they ended up getting checkmate before
the
computer actually went off, which was good. And I actually appreciated as a videographer that they made everybody else get down when they did the death. like seats.
Yeah,
so that you could actually see what was going on instead of having other people in the way, which I really appreciated that actually.
Because it was that Brannigan actually.
I was disappointed that Zap Brannigan just didn't do anything. There were a couple characters on the board that just really did not get used.
I know when Crowley kills someone, but I have a personal interest in that one.
Yeah, yeah, that doesn't count. Because the Deadpool rivalry was rather...
That was hilarious.
That was worth
it. That was rather interesting.
Thank you, Deadpool.
Which, this will all be up on our YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, she's got some busy recording.
I have the entire cosplay just recorded, including the halftime show, so... As soon as that's edited, then I will upload that.
The one bad thing about it, though, besides the lack of death, was the microphone.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Sound seems to be the key issue this weekend. Some panel rooms
sound
never
lights.
Like crazy.
I have never been more glad to have the Canon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than I was on Friday. I'm pretty darn sure it was Friday when they did the light-up props.
Oh, yeah. I'd imagine that was fun.
It was a decent panel. She had some good ideas, but I think she seemed intimidated by the number of people that showed up, which, given that it's a light-up props panel, I would expect a lot of people to show up, because it's becoming more and more of an interesting topic that people have access to actually doing themselves, which is good. I mean, we want to encourage cosplayers to have access to these really cool things. But I think she was so intimidated that she couldn't actually get her panel to flow the way she wanted it to, probably in her head. So it was kind of a stop and start panel that didn't really go where I think she wanted it to go.
Ah.
So, I mean, there was pretty much like two good sections of ideas, and then the rest of it was kind of audience offering tips and tricks and just audience general questions and talking about it. And the lights kept going off during her panel. I mean, literally, lights would just go, and then a couple minutes later, they would go back on, and it was really odd until one of the hotel staffers came in and was like, yeah, you know our light panels? They're really touch sensitive. So apparently, as people were leaving the room, they were brushing by the light panel and was turning lights off.
No, I was watching. I'd seen the light panel, and it would go off when nobody was near.
Really?
Really?
I vote for Gremlins.
The light Gremlins.
I think her words was, I think her words were,
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yes.
But then also,
I just sat there going, you know what? 0.2 lux rating. Yes.
Come
I can feel the candlelight, man.
I'm wondering how it's going to come out with the cosplay contest. Because where we were sitting at, the bass was ridiculously overpowered. Oh my goodness. I was sitting on the floor for a couple minutes just before they started the beginning with the dance thing, because they always have the dance thing for their intro. The bass was rumbling through the floor that I had to stand up and move to a chair because I was actually feeling nauseous sitting on the floor. That's how heavy the bass was.
See, I was in the back for this. I was in the cosplayers' dressing room, so I couldn't even hear most of it. Although they did have a big screen for us to watch what was going on so that we would know what was going on outside.
Yeah, they had a big screen and crappy sound.
Yay!
Hey. We barely heard
anything in the room, but as soon as I was done, you know, doing my thing and I got back into the press pit, I feel so bad for the press, and now I know why some of the photographers were wearing earplugs.
Yeah, we were all covered.
Because the press is always seated directly in front of the speakers.
And just something about this year, they overpowered the bass.
They turned up the bass.
Really?
More than usual.
Wow.
Just slightly, but slightly makes a big difference.
Was speakers that big? That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, because I saw the lines of speakers they had hanging up on the ceilings, and I really wished I had earplugs at the time. In fact, I was actually tempted to just leave my camera and go walk back to the cosplayer's dressing room because I would, like, my whole body was vibrating.
That's how bad it was.
Wow.
A little overkill, guys.
I was really glad, like, the camcorder wasn't just going,
next investment, earplugs.
Oh, I have them. I just didn't have them on me. I didn't have them on me because as a cosplayer with props and having to carry the press kit, I don't have any spare, like, room
hands.
Or anything else.
You don't have spare hands.
That's what I'm going to cosplay next time. I'm going to cosplay something with four hands.
Really?
I'm going to build a corset.
I was going to say
it has little animatronic grippy arms. And I'm just going to stick things in the grippy arms and just walk.
No. Well, so you should have gone to the live casting club.
Yeah!
I actually went to that panel, so yeah,
actually,
we're sitting in the back.
Speaking of cosplay scheduling this year, In general, Akon's cosplay track was scheduled very well this year.
No kidding, we actually have breaks.
Yeah, we got breaks just between, because as press, we need time to set up our stuff so that we can film these panels and show people. But also, there were very few panels that overlapped, so that you didn't have to choose between, you know, your favorite panels. At least as far as cosplay track goes. I know some of these, you know, overlaid with other panels and other types. So I will give props to Akon for actually scheduling their cosplay track, at least for Friday and Saturday, really well.
Today,
Sunday, everything overlaps.
Sunday doesn't matter. Everybody's checking out, so it's like, well, whatever.
Yeah. Today, a lot of the cosplay panels, in fact, plus-size cosplay is going on
right now
on Top of Arch.
Yeah. We wanted to film it this year.
We wanted to film it, but we have to do this. So, unfortunately, we love the plus-size cosplay panel, but unfortunately, we can't filming it in two places at once right now.
Right.
One of these days we will figure out a way to have us in two places at the same time.
When you figure it out, let me know.
Work on the filming technology and see what happens.
See.
Oh, wait, two of you? That is terrifying.
Hey!
I love you, Val, but
I'm special, I know, but come on.
It's okay. I haven't told her about the cosplay thing last night yet.
What?
Our stories from in the back.
Oh, God.
Have not done that yet.
Oh, okay. God.
Tell me stories.
Later. I will abbreviate it and say potty humor.
Sweet!
Oh, my God. Let's not go into that. Please.
No, that's as far as I'm going. That's as far as I'm going.
After session?
No.
No.
Oh, come on.
This is an off-camera thing.
Yeah.
Really? That's bad.
Ask us later.
This is an off-camera thing. Let's say that as cosplayers who have been around for a while and have done competition for a while, you always just accumulate all these stories.
Yeah.
These random stories that some of them are just really not appropriate to tell on a family-friendly podcast. Let's put it that way.
Seriously, so. Ask us later.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we turn off the camera, I'll have to ask.
Yeah. Did anybody attend welcoming ceremonies?
No.
On Friday?
We're all standing once.
I was just really
curious. Does anybody attend opening ceremonies?
I used to all the time, but then when we started doing all this, it's just been really difficult for me to find the section to actually go in and sit down and do it. Right. I try to be polite to the cons. I know that they put effort into the ceremonies too. Sometimes entertaining.
I wanted to ask if they had a new rules video.
Oh, yeah!
Because every year they do a rules video, and they do it as a music video that they actually engineer and produce to, you know, musically tell about people needing to use soap and shower and how to comport oneself at a con.
Yeah. Hey, maybe it worked. I mean,
maybe it did. Maybe it finally worked this year.
I know a couple of years ago, they did a rules video, music video called Shower For Me. And the only reason I know this is because when I went up to get my panelist badge, someone was playing it on their laptop.
Are you serious?
I was watching the music video behind them because it had a fantastic beat, so I was sitting there while I was waiting to get my badge. I was just kind of sitting there. She's like, you can watch it if you want. So I went behind her and I just kind of stood and watched it and went, awesome.
I said, they had one from Foamy earlier, they had one from Red vs. Blue a couple of years ago.
Right.
So they have fun with it, which is nice.
So they actually, you know, produce music videos to tell people about the rules of the con. Because who reads the con book?
No one.
Seriously, does anybody read the con?
I read enough to know about my cosplay rules.
I know, that's about it.
Yeah.
I make sure I get some of the rules, and I know where all the maps are, that's it.
Shouldn't they put those videos up on the website, like, a month in advance?
They should, they need to.
So that people don't have to go to the opening ceremonies?
Well, that's the point, they want people to go to the opening ceremonies.
Right. I don't know if they do or not, because I haven't looked. Akon TV actually has their own website.
Okay.
And I haven't
looked. Did they have the video from last night?
I don't know.
I don't know yet. But they were streaming it last night.
If it's from this con, usually it takes them up to 6 weeks to upload it. Mm-hmm. At least that's been my experience for the last 2 years.
Okay.
Because they filmed some of my panels a couple of years ago and said, these will go up on Akon TV's website. I never saw them go up, to be honest. So it may have just taken them a while to upload. But for all I know, maybe they've gotten a lot faster about it in recent years. And maybe they do upload, you know, rules videos in advance now. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't looked for a while. Ever since their website kind of underwent its transformation
and no longer has forums.
Which we all facepalm about.
Between them and Aphes, major facepalm.
I feel bad for Akon over the whole forums thing. And the reason isn't so much the way they're doing the forums. The reason is more that whenever cosplayers want to set up things, like meets,
yes.
like photo shoots, like getting a group together saying, I want to do a fairy tale group, who's willing to cosplay with me? You go to the forums,
yeah.
you set up your group, or you set up your photo shoot, and everybody can contribute and comment and see it. Well, the only way to see Akon's Facebook forums is not only do you have to be a member of Facebook, you have to be signed in, and you have to be an individual person. You cannot sign up using a fan page, which I found we cannot do as cosplay.
No, we can't do that.
So if you want to even look at them to see what photo shoots are going, you had to be on Facebook. And I know quite a few people are not on Facebook.
Yeah, there's some very anti-Facebook people, which I understand.
I mean, Coscom actually had a lot of the photo shoots listed this year. Cosplay.com is what I mean by Coscom. But even then, you could see it if you weren't a member of Coscom, but you couldn't comment on it. So you couldn't actually participate if you wanted to say form a group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You had to be a member. So they really need to bring the forums back. I want their forums back. Although for anybody who is curious, they didn't have them up because of spam bot problems.
Yeah.
That's why the forums never came up, is because they've had a lot of problems, like other forums for podcasts I listen to actually, where spam bots are trying to join.
Huh.
And basically they sit there and flood the forums with crap.
Yeah. Lots and lots of crap.
And the bots are getting smart enough now to defeat CAPTCHA. So even when they have you say, here is an image, enter what you see an image, they're smart enough to see that now.
Wow. That's...
So until they can get past that problem, we may not see it come forms. So crossing fingers, if anybody knows any really good web app developers or web programmers, please have them contact Project Akon, because we want the forms back.
So much. Just trying to get everything finalized since I was basically, I self-nominated myself to be in charge of organizing the locations of all the photo shoots, so it's one easy place for everybody to read and be like, okay, there's where your group's going. Man, I'm such a butt.
Yes, thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, no problem. The ones on the Facebook, you can't edit it once you've made your post. You can edit it for like 10, 15 minutes after you've made the post, but after that, you're done. So the only way for people to see the updated information, you had to scroll to the bottom of that thread.
I had to read through it.
Which is why I had a backup on Coscom, because it was the only one that I could edit, even when it was broken.
Yeah. So all in all, thus far, how would you rate Akon? Because today's only Sunday, so we still have our Sunday.
I have 2 thumbs up, because I had a fun weekend. I enjoyed myself. I think mostly it's because of the hotel. It's so pretty.
It is very pretty.
I've had nice food, too, so it's been a good weekend. Even though I haven't been able to really get into the dealer's room or the apartment's happy. And I still need to get my stupid medal. That's what today's going to be about. Val's going to complain today until she gets her medal from her APUS victory. There you go.
So, medal at dealer's room.
Yay!
I don't know what I would give it because I haven't seen any of the con.
Yeah, I know. Because they've been busy.
I can't rate the con that I haven't really gone to.
You could do this. Or you could do one of these.
Yeah, I'm doing this.
There you go.
So, it's somewhere in the middle. I haven't decided yet because I haven't been able to go to one. But from what I've seen, it's run really smoothly.
Yeah, they've been pretty good about it. Mine is the fiasco with the line and the dealers and the artists out.
And parking.
Parking.
I think we're parked like 2 blocks away.
Let's say, where did you find parking?
Let's see.
And this is sunny.
Way the crowd that way.
Wow. So way out of no man's land.
Yeah, next year, note for Akon. Please make a parking map better than
one.
The one that I put out, which was not really all that helpful, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Akon did not have overflow parking this year, for those who don't know. Basically, if you were not staying at the Anatole,
you could not park
in the Anatole, and you were basically on your own to find where you could park. And most of the places directly around the Anatole were all reserved for hotel guests of that hotel. And there have been many stories already floating around the con that I've heard of towing companies towing entire lots of people.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
because they were not members of the hotel.
Which is why, as soon as I found the parking spot, I was like, we're not moving the entire weekend, because
right.
if I do, I'm going to lose it, I won't be able to park anywhere.
Right.
I was lucky, I got a good spot Thursday night.
Yeah.
And didn't move.
It's like,
pretty much, it's going to end up being that if they do the Anatole next year, which we haven't heard yet, because I think they announce it at the end of the con.
Yeah, they usually do.
But if they do it here at the Anatole again next year, people are basically just going to have to plan to come Thursday night if they want parking.
Exactly.
Or if they don't, then they're going to have to depend on ACON telling them, here's where you can park. Or they're going to have to, you know, maybe make arrangements, say, with Market Center.
Yeah.
And say, this is reserved for Project ACON. Nobody else can park here. Because Market Center was pretty much your only free alternative if you needed to park somewhere. And Market Center had an event going this weekend.
Yeah. So they were busy.
With hundreds of people, you know, parking there. So there wasn't very much parking in Market Center. Plus, it means you have to walk under the interstate, which for some people may rub them away.
It's a very creepy sensation to walk under the interstate.
Yeah.
I know, I work 5 minutes away from here, so.
Yes. So, tutorial, do we want to go ahead and run through
yeah.
the photography?
Yeah. What time is it anyway, so we can do our time check?
12 o'clock.
Really?
15 minutes.
We've got 15 minutes. Oh, snapberries.
That's why I said let's do this now.
Sweetness. So, we're originally going to have photographers here to kind of go over some photography basics. However, one of them was working today, the other one hasn't been able to call me back, so we're going to make this into a posing tutorial for photography.
Cool.
Yep. I get to play photographer.
I'm
somehow the expert.
To be quite honest, I suck at posing, as I showed last night. So, I'm going to be a photographer today, and I'm going to be learning while I'm doing this.
Oh, awesome.
So, when you have a cosplayer that you would like to take a photograph of, you basically have to look at you have to look at this from two points of view. You have to look at it from the cosplayer point of view and from the photographer point of view. Because even as a cosplayer, you need to think about what the photographer is going to do and what they're going to want. Because, you know, photography is all about making the costume look as good as possible and also kind of helping the photographer's portfolio. So obviously they want to do a good job.
I say, as for cosplayer, the first thing that I do if I'm meeting a photographer for the first time or if I don't already know them, I tell them what my costume's made out of, what I can and cannot do, and what is a good lighting for me. Because I know for me in particular, because I have such really pale skin and it has a blue undertone, they have to take that into consideration with lighting. So I know that's a lot to think about, but it's also good for the photographer to know, well, okay, so if you can't bend your knees, then we probably shouldn't go outside. But if you're able to do high kicks, then that means we can do more action shots. So I always do is I try my costume on first at home. I walk around it in a couple hours to see what can I do with this? What can't I do with this? Can I jump up and down? Can I do squats? Can I do this or that? So it's always good to practice first and then let the photographer know, okay, here are my limitations. Everything else is cool, but this is what I can't do.
Right. And if you happen to know things like about your skin tone, the photographer will know to make changes on the settings of the camera. Do you want to cover perspective? Like side-on shot, three-quarter, frontal?
Oh, absolutely. So you always have to think about your body positioning and how you're going to look to the camera. And say, do you want to maybe move this way so that way they can see me? Since most of the people are over here, not to abandon the guys over here.
Right. I just want to make sure that I'm still somewhat.
Hi, camera. I know, camera with a camera and with a camera. Man, I'm just confused now. There's too many cameras going on now.
So when cosplayers are posing, there may be certain aspects of their costume that you want to pay particular attention to.
You want to emphasize.
So in her case, because there's so much detailing on the front, you would probably want to catch a
full front
perspective. To get all of the details on her costume, because if I shoot from the side, I'm only going to get half of it. And if I were to shoot directly from the side, even for an action shot, I'm going to miss 80% of what's on her costume.
At most, I'll get my wig, and that's about it.
Pretty much.
Well,
and even then,
it's a pretty wig.
It is a pretty wig, but I see some of your hair underneath it.
Exactly.
Which a side shot would catch, and it wouldn't look the best. So ideally, I probably want to do either a three-quarter, so I'm standing about here, or directly in front of her.
As I say, in most photography and good shots, people will ask you to do a three-quarter. Very rarely they'll have you do a front-on unless you're a strong stoic character or if you have so much detail on the front that they want to capture.
Yes.
Right.
Usually it's going to be like this from the profile, right, and three-quarters.
And even if you're doing a full frontal shot as a cosplayer, you don't just want to do this.
No. Or full frontal. Hey, start dressing. No.
Family-friendly show.
No, that's fine. I've got plenty of layers on here. It's okay. You're not going to see anything.
Yeah.
Something else the photographer is looking at as they're taking a picture is how to catch the cosplayer's face. Because if you've ever looked at yourself in a mirror, you probably know your own imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
So that if I look down, then it looks like I actually have a double chin, even though I don't. So I probably wouldn't want to have a photographer taking a picture of me from up high if I were looking down, because they're going to just catch that in the shot. That's why a lot of people do three quarters, so that you catch profile, three quarter on your face, so that you don't get a lot of the imperfections that you might normally see. It's not quite photoshopping, it's not making them go away, it's just not emphasizing them as much.
Yeah, you're kind of cheating with the camera to hit your good features,
right,
and your good side.
Trying to show your best feature.
Mm-hmm. Which is why if you see a lot of my photos, you'll see more of this side of my face, but I think this side looks better than this side.
Right. And even sometimes photographers, you'll notice, they'll have the cosplayer stand in one position, and then the photographer will move around them to change perspective. They may even get on the floor to shoot up, and that's...
Creeper shot.
That's what we call it.
You only say this when I'm the one kneeling on the floor.
That's not true.
Okay.
You should see my guy friend Ken. He's such a creeper shooter.
That is basically an aesthetic decision of the photographer because they want that perspective. They want to shoot up. Or they may climb on the table, which I'm not going to do, and shoot down. Because it changes the perspective of the shot. If you shoot up at a cosplay, it makes you look taller. So if you happen to be cosplaying somebody short, like Ed Elric, and you want to look taller, the photographer is going to get down. Alternatively, if you're cosplaying Ed and you want to look shorter than you are because you happen to be 6 foot tall Ed Elric cosplayer, then they may want to get up on a staircase and shoot down so that you look shorter. Because that way it's a little bit more accurate without you actually having to like get on your knees. Which you can do as a cosplayer if your costume allows it.
Yeah.
If you're not wearing automail everywhere.
Yeah, all over the place. See, another thing to think about, we actually touched about this in our last episode when it came to cosplay competitions, is spend time in front of a mirror practicing your face. Figure out what works best for you, what doesn't work best for you. Make the stupid, silly, grinny faces. Make your nose twitch. Do whatever you can with your face, but figure out what's going to work for your character. Because eventually when you get to the photographer, you'll know exactly what you need to do and what you want to do, and you'll get your money's worth out of it. Instead of spending hours trying to figure out and then realize later when you go through the photos, you're like, man, I look like crap. What happened to my face? You got to practice beforehand, as stupid as it may seem. It works every time.
They have facial yoga now.
They have facial yoga?
Facial yoga?
I'm not joking.
What?
Facial yoga. There are 20 positions.
Oh!
Not that
ow!
I don't know any of these. I actually heard about it on the news.
Okay.
It's now an in thing among celebrities to do facial yoga. So you can do your facial yoga.
I think that's good. I'm going to get.
But speaking of posing,
yeah,
we may as well go ahead and cover that.
Okay. Yeah, there's certain poses that are probably the standard sexy poses that you should never do. I think I'm going to start sexy poses because that's usually the easiest. This one, if you're straight to camera, always looks bad.
Always.
Because it not only makes you look a little bit wider, you got the chest and the boobies coming out. So awesome. Always want to do something similar to that at a three quarters. Makes you look longer, makes you look leaner, makes you not less slutty.
Right.
Even if you're a sexy character.
Yeah.
Sure.
In photography, what the photographer is looking for is a straight line.
They want lines.
Because it's considered action in a shot. It draws the viewer's eye up because that's where the line is going in her body, and that's what you want to do, is to go up.
I also see more of the costumes. When you're straight on like this, you can't see squat. Right. Just cheating yourself just a little bit, you can see everything.
Right.
Three poses roll.
Which one are you thinking of? I know a couple different three poses roll.
Any of them.
Okay. All that helps.
Basically, you need to have at least two or three poses whenever a photographer asks you for a picture, just because it gives you variety. Because that way, when you see yourself online, you don't look the exact same every single time.
Give yourself a little bit of something.
Right. Plus, as a cosplayer, you're trying to build up a portfolio, so you want to have different shots of your costume to show the different ways your costume can be seen and all the different details on it.
You tell me this on Sunday.
Yeah.
Really?
Last episode, we did posing.
We didn't cut this off. That's your fault.
It is not.
Anyways, so usually two to three. This doesn't have to be for stage cosplay, incidentally. This is just when somebody walks up to you and goes,
yeah, hallway shots.
Can I take your picture?
Of course.
And then you have a pose, and the photographer takes a picture. And then
you
they walk away.
Remember to ask.
Yeah.
And then, well,
that's true. Second shots.
That's a whole completely different topic, which we will probably also rant on in the after session because I saw more sniper photographers.
Oh my goodness, so many snipers
than I have ever seen at AnyCon ever. Which some of them, I'm sure, genuinely did not think that you're supposed to ask that just by being here, you have given your permission to have your photo taken by anybody at any time, including when you are eating your food. Or trying to catch a quick nap in the atrium. So some people may actually genuinely not think about it, but for those who know better, shame on you.
Shame on you.
Yes, no sniper photography. Cosplayers do not appreciate it. So yes, they'll ask, take a photo. And then next photographer comes up and says, may I take a photo? Change pose, just so that you have, a different pose. And then just kind of rotate in between them as you can. Yes, you may have one of those costumes where you end up getting like 50 photos in a day. It can be a lot to think about to try and rotate among your three poses. So you don't have to do them in order.
Yeah.
Just every so often,
just change
to a different pose.
That makes it more fun.
Right. And that will also make the photographers happy. In fact, one photographer may ask you for three poses themselves.
Mm-hmm.
A single photographer may say, okay, take a picture. Okay, change pose. Take pictures.
Sure.
And usually those are the ones with the more expensive looking lenses because they're looking to enhance
the fancy camera.
Yes. Photo shoots are different. Photo shoots you may actually have to have several.
Yeah, that's one of those where you want to have at least 20 plus in your inventory just in case. You want to come into it knowing exactly what you want to do with it. Don't stick your tongue out at me, lady. You knew this.
I did not. 20!
It's good to have because you're probably not going to use them all, but at least they're in the back of your head, so you have them ready to go. If he wants something else or she wants something else from you, then it's like, okay, I've got this one ready to go too.
You and I need to talk later.
Yeah, we do.
When you do photography as a cosplayer or have your photo taken, do bear in mind that you have the right to say no. If they ask and you really don't want your picture taken, if you're not feeling good, if you're eating, if you're trying to get somewhere, do not have any shame in saying, I'm sorry, I can't. I have to
do it. No is an okay word.
Yes. No is an okay word as a cosplayer. But if you do allow them to take your photograph, unless you have them sign a photographer's release, they are allowed to do whatever they want with that photo, realistically. I mean, unless you really want to try taking them to court. But just think about that if you have that photo taken, it will go up on the internet somewhere. Probably within a couple of hours.
Usually.
And, you can't control where it appears. So, as a cosplayer, we just kind of have to keep an eye out for, photos of us maybe not appearing in places we would like it to, especially if you work in certain industries.
Mm-hmm.
Photographers who actually do this professionally will have photographers' releases that you can sign that basically dictate what is allowed to be done with that photo by both you and the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not really concerned with that sort of thing, if you really don't care who takes your picture, you just want to see that picture at some point and go, hey, did anybody take my picture of this costume? And I'd love to have a picture. What you can do is carry around a small little wallet of business cards that don't actually have to be for a business.
Mm-hmm.
They just happen to have your name and contact info and say, hey, at the end of the con, can you send me a picture that you took of my costume? Because that way you're sure to actually get it. Or at least you have a better chance of it, assuming they don't actually throw away your business cards.
I was about to say, I've been passing out business cards a lot this year. It's been like a 50-50.
Yeah.
it's crap.
But you do have
point.
You have a better chance.
Yeah, it's more common in Asia, particularly in Japan, to hand out business cards because they have a different set of ethics and rules there when it comes to posting photos online. So it's almost a requirement that you have to have a business card.
Right.
Here, it's just starting to kick up that trend.
Mm-hmm. A lot of conventions will actually have a photo gallery on their website, where if you have a photo gallery and you tell them, hey, I have all these pictures of your convention, they'll link it on your website.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll link it on their website, and then you can go look through them. Unfortunately, it's kind of hit or miss whether you find a photo.
It's always a hunt.
Especially for Project Akon, there are literally hundreds of photo galleries. And when I look for pictures of myself, I think it usually takes me a week to go through all of the galleries, because some of them only have 6 photos. Some of them only have photos from a particular photo shoot, in which case I can just ignore them if I wasn't in that photo shoot. But some of them are just kind of general, oh hey, I have Friday, I have Saturday, I have Sunday, and each one has 300 photos.
Have fun. Yes.
Or then
some of them are like that.
My other favorite is that stuff from Anime Fest from 2010 are just now being uploaded. I found the link like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, I remember that, that's me from 2010.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Some people don't upload stuff for years.
And of course, you can always check on CosCon because they also post galleries there, and they have a thread that says, hey, did you take my picture?
Sure,
and you post there. And of course, most people kind of ignore those threads.
I try to be nice and helpful.
After a while, just because there's so many people looking for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, note, if you want pictures taken of your costume, like have someone
get a real photographer.
Or have someone do it as soon as you put on the costume with your own camera so that you take it home.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think that's kind of a basic,
basic overview because we only have so much time left.
Yeah, we actually have 30 seconds.
Sweet!
Just enough to do an outro.
Yeah. So, we have any idea what we're doing next episode?
No.
Probably a little bit more Project Akon rundown since we will have finished Sunday by that point.
I can finally talk about Fanime! Woohoo!
Yes, we will have
that. Oh my goodness.
We may or may not have CosCast back. I will have to talk with them first.
Oh, cool, sweet.
But they were fun. Actually, if anybody has suggestions, comments, questions, concerns on what we can do for episode 39, then please contact us with any of our social media.
Yeah.
Because we have a ton of it now. That we have to keep track of, which is awesome.
Our website.
Yes,
yay!
Our website is cospod.org for those who are watching us for the first time. Or you can Facebook us, tweet us, DeviantArt, YouTube. We each have our own personal website type things on DeviantArt, Facebook. Any of those ways. Tell us what you want to see for episode 39 if we haven't already decided by that point.
Which means we probably will have.
Anyways, we are signing off for episode 38. Thank you to everybody for coming.
Yeah, thank you to all the people who came here. Yay!